Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this morning. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, that we can learn, Father, and receive thy word as it is written with the truth, so that we may not be deceived as Satan and his bunch wants to do to us. We know, Father, that we that are yours are the ones he's after, the ones he wants to come against, to try, Father. He aims to do his best to pull us away from you. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and let us receive knowledge and wisdom, so that we can be better equipped to do the work that you will call upon us to do in reaching out to others that are walking in weakness and in darkness, and bring them all, Father, to the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the third chapter of Galatians. Now, this third chapter has got 29 verses in it. So whether we'll get all the way through or not this morning, we don't really know, because there's quite a bit to it. Quite a bit in it. Now, as we begin here with verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth? and crucified among you. You see, this word foolish that he's using here, it's not used to denote natural stupidity, but failure to use moral and spiritual discernment. And bewitched means to cast an evil spell on someone. Paul is thus saying that the only way to account for their theological deception is by malicious magic. The Greek word rendered has been evidently set forth to mean to show forth as a place card or billboard. The message of salvation had been set forth before the Galatians' eyes. Spiritual understanding has on a billboard. They clearly understood the gospel. But now they were confused about it. You see, it wasn't that they hadn't received it, because they had. All of those that traveled with him had seen to that. Now, two, this only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Paul's appeal to the Galatians' own spiritual experience to argue salvation by faith. Note that here the apostle refers to salvation by the reception of the Spirit. And then, you know, why? It's because the moment one is converted, he receives the Holy Spirit by a question. Paul states that they received the Spirit not by the work of the law, notorious of good works, but by the hearing of faith as a result of their faith. But you see, that all don't happen at one time, like a lot of our churches now, and I'm even seeing it on television, where our churches and our pastors are denoting at the same time that you are saved, you are filled with the Holy Spirit right there. That's not true. Then we have those that are teaching at the same time you're baptized in water, you automatically receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's not true either. And we found that out coming through the book of Acts. There was those that had accepted Jesus and been baptized and had to wait periods of time while some was coming from afar off, even to be with them. And to lay hands on them so they could receive the Holy Spirit. Now, they are some that, yes, will receive everything all at one time. But that is very few and far between. In fact, I really don't know anyone in all the years that I have been in the churches that got it all at once, except for one. One lady. And that was because she had been long enough in the church and heard a lot of teaching. And her husband was a minister of the gospel. And she wanted to be rebaptized because she had been baptized the wrong way. And during her baptism, she was also baptized with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. But she's the only one I know of. The others were all like myself. It took a while. Now, because we had to grow. And like, just like Aaron, too, the hearing of faith. Paul's appeal to the Galatians on spiritual experience started salvation by faith. Note that here, the apostle refers to salvation by the reception of the Spirit. Why? Because the moment one is converted, he receives the Holy Spirit. You see, that's exactly what this teacher's Bible footnote is saying here too. You know, I've warned you before about the study Bible. And as you study the Word, study those footnotes too, to make sure that they are in line with the Word of God before you begin teaching from footnotes also. Because you see, this one here is not right. Now, parts of it is, but parts of it isn't. Now, three, are you so foolish having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Now, that which they had begun in the Spirit is the Christian life and is to be made perfect by the flesh, is to bring the Christian's life to successful completion by human achievement and one's religious accomplishment. And Paul's question denies the possibility. One begins and ends his Christian career through the work of God's Spirit. Now, you see, the works of the flesh can get us in a lot of trouble, can bring a lot of trouble on us. We have to bring this flesh to the knowledge of the Spirit and put this flesh to work by the Spirit of Almighty God. Four, have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? In other words, you're suffering. Has it been for nothing? No. If you are a born-again child of God, you're going to suffer, and you're going to suffer persecutions and a lot of things that are going to come against you. But he's asking here, has it been in vain? No. Because as we suffer, we also learn, because we don't go through that suffering by ourselves. The Holy Spirit of Almighty God is right there with us. And so is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is interceding for us also. Now, but we must walk in the Spirit. Five, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And we know that God gives the Spirit to new converts, and he works miracles among the readers, not because of the works of the law, but by the hearing of faith. You see, it takes that love of God in order to bring miracles about. These are things we need to never forget. So, as we go through life, we are living them. They are really a part of our lives. And as we learn something new that is of God, we bring that in also into our lives so that it's not forgotten and it becomes part of our living as well. Now, even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You know, that even as, those two words draw a similarity between the Galatians and Abraham. They received the Spirit by faith, just as Abraham received righteousness. And this verse quotes Genesis 15:6. When Abraham believed God, his faith was accounted and was accredited to him for righteousness. And righteousness is the moral condition in which one ought to be. Hence, that state of acceptable to God. Now, we go into 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. You see, when we walk by faith, then we know we walk by faith in the Holy Spirit and walking through the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we are the seed of Abraham also, faith-wise. Now, 8. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. You know, and that's good news that we give actually to Abraham. That was a promise made to him. All nations is to be blessed. But you see, just as our nation here was being greatly blessed by the Lord for many years. And then look what has happened to us now. And why? Because the nation turned its back on the Lord. They started by taking prayer out of school. Then they took Jesus out of our schools. Then they took the Lord, the name of Jesus, out of every public place, and even wanting him out of our prayers. And they took his name out of the prayers of our military chaplains. For them to end their prayers in Jesus' name, they can be court-martialed and even kicked out of the service and lose their pensions and everything. Think about this. And then as we look around, we can understand why we're in such a terrible shape today is because of the evil we have let into our government offices. And we need to get rid of those that are bringing all of this upon us. And they're working right now to bring worse yet upon our own land. And the church world needs to come together in unity and in the truth of the gospel of the Lord's church and take these walls down to where we don't have divisions anymore, that there is basically one doctrine. And that's the doctrine I'm holding in my hand. This we call the Holy Bible. And live by it. What it says. Not what we want to try to make it say. But what it actually says. Because it means exactly what it says as we study. Now, 9. So then they which are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. You see, you don't have to miss out on your blessing. And we have got to come to the point as a child of God of being sanctified and justified. And we can only do that by being born again and filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to keep us on the right road and traveling according to the word of Almighty God. 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now, 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. We don't live by the law anymore. We live by faith. As many as are under the works of the law refers to all who rely upon obedience to the Mosaic law as the means of winning divine approval. Salvation to be under the curse is to be subject to God's wrath and condemnation. To continue is explained by to do, which means to obey. The recipient of divine wrath is everyone who, pardon me, believing salvation can be attained by meritorious works, fails to obey the law perfectly. Complete obedience to the law is impossible for a sinful man. All then who attempt to secure salvation by this route are doomed. You see, for you and I to try to live by the Mosaic law, we're being told it can't be done. And we're doomed. Now here in 12, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. And see, mankind can't do it. They were told him. 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You see, that law also carried a curse, because curse was everyone that did not keep it, and they were not keeping it. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ was sent by the Father to the earth to make a way of redemption and salvation for you and I, so we could make heaven our home. Now, from the curse of the law being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. You see, Jesus took all the curses with him. We don't have to live by those curses. We don't have to be afraid of them, because he took them all. And if our faith is in him and our trust is in him, then we don't have to fear none of that. 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. We're not to add to it, nor take away anything from it. This word is true. And we are to live in. 16. Now to Abraham and his seed, for the promise is made, he saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Now, 17. And this I say, the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. You see, that verse might be used as follows. I say this, the law which appeared 430 years later did not void the covenant earlier ratified by God so as to make the promise ineffective. Paul's point is this. If the human will once confirmed, cannot be altered, how much less will the divine covenant be changed 430 years after its ratification by God? The Abrahamic covenant promised justification by faith in the 430 years between the giving of this covenant and the law's appearance. God justified man by faith. When the law appeared, it did not indeed, it could not, void this principle of justification by faith. Had it done so, the law would have made God's promise of no effect. You see, for God's promise is always good and is true. And we are to do nothing to make it ineffective. Now, 18. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. What was the purpose of the law? Well, let's see what the Word of God says about that. 19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. 20. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But you see, the law couldn't do it. That's why Jesus came. But the scripture has concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterward be revealed. You see, that's why Jesus fulfilled the law. So all this other could be revealed to you and I, to give us a way of making heaven our home, a way in which we can all keep. But because of the hardness of mankind's heart and wanting to do things his own way because of selfish pride and greed, he wanted to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that came to really give him life and everything that he needed. And not only when he stepped out of this life, but also while he's here in this life. 24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. You see, This is the reason for Christ. Now, 25. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. We're not under the law anymore. The law let us know what was right, what was wrong, what was sin, you know, gave us that ability. But now we have Christ, which gives us so much more and made ways a lot easier for us to obtain. And yet, man has continued to walk away from it. Now, 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You see, that's why we are to be baptized in his name. We have to put him on. And we put on, through baptism, we put on his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We put him on. 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And you see, they are taking verses like that right there to teach contrary things to the Word of God into our churches today and bringing things in that should not be brought in. Because they took the statement and they took it out of context and not understanding what it meant. 29. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We've come to the end of chapter 3 here of Galatians. Covered quite a bit, didn't it, this morning? And we have seen quite a few things that a lot of us had seen at one time and even forgotten. And you see, that's why we need to walk daily in the Spirit and meditate upon the Word of God as we're sitting around. And even as we see things of this world that is out there, compare it to the Word of God. And it'll let you know whether what you're seeing of the world is right or wrong when you do that. But most don't do it. That's why we're having so much problems today. And even within our churches this day and time. We're no different than the early church. They had their problems. Ours may be a little different, but we're still having problems within the church. And things are not being taught about it, nor against it. They're accepting it as nothing wrong about it. And they won't teach a lot of subjects. When's the last time you've been in church and heard a preacher preach from the Word of God, letting the ladies know how to dress? You don't hear it from very many, if any, that you attend, because they're afraid they'll run them off. They tell that lady that is coming with a micro mini skirt on, and when she sits down, she cannot be covered. She is showing too much. They're afraid she'll leave. So they accept it. And they let her continue on her way to hell, thinking that she is all right and safe. And the Word is plain in telling the ladies how to dress. Yet they don't want to teach it. The men, you're told also what to do and what not to do. Look how many men we've got today standing in the podium with long hair, long to ladies' hair, and yet he's told that it is a shame. Think about that. Think about it. I pray that you'll all be back with me this evening at 6 p.m. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I'm praying that you will watch over all today. Keep us all, Father, in health and safety. And Father, be with us throughout this day, keeping us ever mindful of your word, of your ways, and help us to walk accordingly. Father, this I pray and ask, Father, that you bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back in through the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a good day.